Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another hope made of
another show. Well, I am on the other coast for a while, and more on that in a moment. But as for news in New York City, things are opening or reopening. The Lonely Few is being called an achingly romantic, sexy, rocking new musical, and that's at MCC Theater. As for the one coming that's grabbed some interest, yep, another production of Romeo and Juliet, this one featuring Kit Connor and Rachel Zegler. She actually played Juliet in West Side Story, that we don't call her Juliet, we call her Maria. That one begins performances on September 26th, September at Circle in the Square. And the Palace Theater, which has been closed for 6 years, is reopening this week, newly refurbished. Its first event is an 18-concert residency by Ben Platt. He told the New York Times that you can feel the positive ghostliness of everything that's come before. Now, Platt, of course, has starred in Dear Evan Hansen and Parade on Broadway. So now, out here in La La Land, where I grew up, and when I grew up, there were maybe two stages. Well, there are currently about 36 productions throughout the area now, and not fluffy stuff you may have previously associated with L.A., unless you count the Broadway national tours that come through. Funny Girl is here as we speak. But right now, attention is on the large and interesting amount of what you might consider heavy material, including Michelle Colos Brooks' Hitler's Tasters, which I've reviewed in New York in the past. That has been enjoying a strong run here at the Matrix in West Hollywood. The Skylight Theater, which develops new material, will this week open the Sandwich Ministry. Yes, about food, those who make it, those who need it. This is a clever concept, which I'll talk about more next week. Another one that I will be seeing is called Fatherland, and that's at the Fountain Theater. This one has been extended over and over, and rumor has it that it will be heading east. It deals with a son who outs his father for taking part in this country's insurrection on January 6th. And then there is Stalin's Masterclass at the Odyssey. What, Hitler and Stalin at the same time in the same city? Yep. The premise here is an imagined 1948 meeting at the Kremlin dedicated to music. Apparently, Stalin saw music as representing Soviet superiority in culture. And the Antaeus Theater just had a highly successful run of one called Nora, yet another take on Ibsen's heroine who famously walks out that door at the end. I asked Armin Shimerman, who's been involved there for many years, why this production was so novel. He said, our director had the actors speaking their lines at an incredibly fast pace, which made the characters less sensitive to each other, more deaf to their own inner voices. End quote. I guess that doll never gets old as long as her houses stay interesting. Now, this week I saw one called Mix Mix, written by Boney Alvarez. This piece at the Los Angeles Theater Center downtown tells the coming-of-age tale of a 13-year-old Rudy Priceman who escaped Nazi Germany with his family to find safety in the Philippines. A good idea gone bad when Japan invades those islands, forcing the family and their Filipino friends to hide in a dangerous mountainous area. 9 terrific performers, most notably one Casey Adler, do rather astonishing work in a challenging theatrical space. This one deserves to move onward. Overall, Los Angeles has become an exciting theater town if you know where to look. But now, zipping back again to my usual coast, right now all eyes and hopes and dreams are on the upcoming Tony Awards. So, as I promised last week, time for my own predictions. Already, 2 shows which received the most nominations, 13 apiece, are considered frontrunners. And yes, I will be very surprised if Hell's Kitchen, the Alicia Keys story, does not win Best New Musical. And Stereophonic, the behind-the-scenes recording studio piece, as the Best New Play. Interestingly, those both moved from off to on Broadway. Stereophonic was at Playwrights Horizons, Hell's Kitchen at the Public. Those transfers don't always succeed, by the way. Best revival, sorry, Cabaret. That one needs to go to Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along, from where I would expect Jonathan Groff to take home best performance by a male in a musical. His co-star Daniel Radcliffe could and should take home featured Tony. Best actress in a musical, I'd have to bet on Malaya Joy Moon, the newcomer who plays the lead in Hell's Kitchen. Best actress in a drama has big names, including Rachel McAdams and Jessica Lange. But I'll be very surprised if Sarah Paulson does not take that one home for her performance as the matriarch, sister, plantation owner in Appropriate. That play is up for best revival of a drama, a tough category, against Enemy of the People and Pearly Victorious. I'm going to go with Enemy of the People on that one, though I'm thinking Leslie Odom Jr. in Pearly could win Best Actor in a Drama. Tough category there, too. Jeremy Strong in Enemy, and William Jackson Harper in Uncle Vanya. He could be an upset winner for the strongest performance in that not-so-beloved revival at Lincoln Center. Not to mention the always welcome Back to Our Stages, Liev Schreiber in Doubt, a Parable. My surprise pick, let's see if voters remember her, for Best Actress in a featured role in a drama is Cara Young in Pearly. She has tough competition in Celia Keenan-Bolger in Mother Play, but Young's was one of those performances you just do not forget, and I have not. Anyway, let's see what happens. These awards can make or break shows, as we've often seen. Overall, 2024 has been, I consider, a great season. Finally, I want to mention a notable death of the week, as I often do. Academy Award-winning songwriter Richard M. Sherman died May 25th. He was 95. That news was announced by the Walt Disney Company, who called Sherman one of the most prolific composer-lyricists in the history of family entertainment. With his older brother Robert B. Sherman, they composed three Broadway musicals, including the stage versions of Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. His work was, well, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I hope I got that right. Don't ask me to spell it. Anyway, I will see you here next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.